You're listening to New Technia. The U.S. will test powerful closed I.I. models, but open-weight systems get an exemption. A new U.S. framework reportedly gives officials 30 days to test some advanced closed AI models for dangerous cyber capabilities before release, while excluding open-weight systems. The distinction could shape security incentives, but the voluntary framework remains confidential and has not yet proved it can prevent real-world misuse. The United States is drawing a new line around AI security testing. According to reporting from an August 4 White House meeting, developers of some powerful closed models will be asked to submit them for government cyber testing before release, while open-weight models will be left outside that pre-release process. The 30-second summary. What happened? U.S. officials reportedly finalized a voluntary framework that gives government evaluators up to 30 days to examine certain unreleased closed AI models for advanced hacking capabilities. Why does it matter? The tests could expose dangerous capabilities before a model reaches customers, but the exemption for open-weight systems creates a major gap in coverage. What is the catch? The framework is confidential, participation is voluntary, and there is no public evidence yet that the process will change a release decision. Key number. Developers would reportedly provide eligible models for as long as 30 days of pre-release government evaluation. Why the boundary matters. A closed model is generally accessed through a company-controlled service. An open-weight model makes the numerical parameters learned during training available for others to download, modify, and run. That distinction matters because a company can patch, restrict, or withdraw a hosted model, while downloaded weights are much harder to recall. The reported policy therefore creates a counterintuitive result. Models that remain under tighter corporate control may face the new pre-release scrutiny, while models that can be copied and adapted more freely do not. This does not mean every open-weight release is more dangerous. It means deployment format, rather than demonstrated capability alone, appears to decide whether this particular review applies. What the government plans to test. Reuters reported from the August 4 meeting that Meta, Google, NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Anthropic were told the framework would focus on advanced cyber capabilities and would not require pre-release testing of open-weight models. The companies would participate voluntarily rather than through a legally binding approval system. Axios reported a 30-day review window and said classified government benchmarks would be used against covered closed models. Those details have practical importance. Classified tests may probe attacks or vulnerabilities that cannot safely be published, but secrecy also prevents outsiders from judging the quality and consistency of the evaluation. The responsible federal center is not starting from zero. The National Institute of Standards and Technology says its Center for AI Standards and Innovation establishes voluntary agreements with developers and leads evaluations of demonstrable national security risks, including cybersecurity, biosecurity, and chemical weapons capabilities. Why open weights are treated differently? The government has competing goals. It wants earlier warning when advanced models become capable of helping with sophisticated attacks, while also supporting an open ecosystem that lets researchers and smaller companies inspect and build on model weights. Exempting open weight releases reduces friction for that ecosystem. Yet the security logic is incomplete unless capability remains central. A weaker open model may pose little incremental risk, while a highly capable downloadable model can be fine-tuned, stripped of safeguards, and redistributed. Nuke Naya's reading is that the exemption may be defensible as an innovation policy, but it should not be mistaken for evidence that open-weight systems are automatically safer. Before we overstate the framework, the full framework, thresholds, and test results are not public. Wired reported that the finalized arrangement remains confidential, limiting independent scrutiny. Participation is voluntary, so the process is not equivalent to a regulator granting or refusing permission to release a model. No completed case has yet shown that the review found a serious flaw, caused a model to be changed or delayed a launch. The exemption concerns this. Pre-release framework. NIST has separately published assessments of open weight systems after or around release, so exclusion does not mean the government never evaluates them. What happens next? The first meaningful test will come when an eligible developer submits a frontier model and officials disclose, even in broad terms, what changed because of the review. Useful transparency could include the capability threshold that triggered testing, whether mitigations were added, and how evaluators checked that a model could not simply bypass them. The larger policy question will persist: should security review follow a model's licensing and distribution format, or its measured ability to cause harm? A durable system will probably need both. For now, the United States has a reported pre-release channel for part of the market, not a comprehensive safety net for frontier AI. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.